the Ohio Hockey Coaches Show. I am your host, Jared Emsch. With me, as always, is head coach Cole Bell, and we're here in Bird Arena on this very, very rainy Wednesday, and I'd like to think that that's all the tears of the opponents that you played this year, Coach. You have started pretty well, 7-1 this week against Iowa State and in the first loss of the season, but also came out with a win, so we're going to get more into that. But first off, Coach, how are you doing tonight?
Fantastic. It's been a good week. Lots of hockey, so you find a lot of us in a good mood here.
Definitely. And especially after a win last night against Chatham, we will also get into that later on. But let's start it off with the Iowa State series. So this past weekend, the Cyclones came into Bird Arena Friday night. Bobcats came out with a dub, 4-2 victory, all four goals coming early in that game in the first period. Coach, do you like to see a big first period and kind of holding on? Or what were your feelings about that game? It was a win, but the second and third period kind of seemed stagnant.
Sure. You know, I don't think you could ever get upset with a first period like that.
Definitely.
If you give me the option of being up one goal or four, I'm going to take four every time. Hats off to the guys for being ready to go for that series and coming out hard and being able to jump out to that league. I had a couple players make some big plays for us, and that's what it takes to win hockey games at this level. Maybe a little bit stagnant, maybe got a little comfortable in the second with that lead, something that we should have avoided, but I think you saw the determination and just a good all-around team effort. We had 21 guys really pulling on the rope that night, and
Yeah, obviously, like you said, you can't complain too much about a win. And even though I used the word stagnant for the second and third period, I don't think it was bad hockey. I think that your guys were definitely still playing hard and doing their thing. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I'm very happy with what they did. You obviously would have liked to get a few more in the back of the net, maybe not have those two go in for us. But, that's the way it was. And, of course, the win's nothing to be upset about or look back on. So, a lot of good things came from that weekend and a lot of things that we learned. And, I'd like to think we're still fairly early in the season now. So, nobody and us especially, we're not at a championship level yet. And I don't think anybody is really there. We're all trying to grow there. And I'm happy with the path that we're on.
Definitely. Well, I'm going to inform our listeners on how you got that 4-0 lead. Tyler Harkins, the man of the moment, as we like to say in Bobcat Productions, 2 goals in the first few minutes. First one, got a rebound, sitter right on the crease, put that one in, and then his second one was just unbelievable. Harkins got a pass from Evangelisti through a few defenders, and with two more in front of him, grabbed the puck with one hand, put it between his legs, and off-balance shot on that back corner, slotted it home. What can you say about his performance and that goal specifically?
Yeah, I'd like to tell you I was shocked and surprised that he was able to pull it off, but we see that kind of stuff every day, getting all that practice. And, he's a guy, he didn't just get to where he is, he didn't just find that talent by chance. He works really hard in practice. You know, he's always trying to add things into his game and add things into the drill and push himself to be better. I think that goal is a good outcome of all that hard work adding up.
Yeah, he's something else. Frank and Higgins also got on the score sheet in the first period, and that Frank I was really impressed with in the Friday night game especially. I thought he came out very aggressive, laid a couple nice hits on some Cyclones, and ended up finding the back of the net. What do you think of Zach Frank's performance this weekend?
Both that weekend and even last night, I think he's been playing a lot better. He's been getting better every game, and he's the kind of guy that's going to play an important role for us as we go through the year. Really happy with the trajectory that his game is on and what he brings to the team for sure.
Yeah, he's definitely getting much better game by game. Couldn't have said it better myself, Coach. And then Iowa State in the second period scored 2 goals. They did outshoot the Bobcats 10-5 in the second period, but in the first, Iowa State took 13 minutes to get their first shot on goal. They ended the first period with 2 shots. what can you say about your defense's performance?
Yeah, you know, that was something that we had spent a lot of time talking about, especially the weekend off prior, and knowing that we could win a high-scoring game, but we also wanted to be able to buckle down and win a close one, and I think that was just a result of that.
Second night, Saturday night, Iowa State was able to come out into Bird Arena, get their revenge. They came out with a 2-0 win against the Bobcats. First time that Ohio has been shut out since December 7th of last year. Almost exact calendar year there. But I think the number one star of that game was Nikita Kozak, the goaltender for Iowa State. He had 35 saves in his shutout. Incredible work by him. What can you do when a goaltender is just that on a particular night?
Sure. He definitely made some big saves and made life difficult for us. And I think there were a lot of times in that game where we made life easy for him. I think we're a fairly perimeter team. I think there's a lot of positives to take away from that. We had 21 guys again pulling on the rope. A lot of good compete, a lot of good effort. Guys really showed up. Ready to win that one, and honestly, in my mind anyway, we only really gave up one goal. That second goal was a result of us really trying to push for offense and tie the game.
Right.
We had a lot of chances to score goals. We just couldn't find the back of the net, and, we spoke a lot about after that game. We play like that, we're going to win more games than we're going to lose, and I know we'll get into it in a bit, but I don't really think there's much difference between our game against Iowa State and our game against Chatham. But going back to Iowa State and their goalie, he definitely won that game for him. He made some key saves. But again, I think there is some things that we helped him out with, not being creating as much traffic in front of him and making some shots he didn't see when we probably should have been doing a better job at getting in front of the net.
Definitely. And Jimmy Thomas did give up those two goals, but like you said, the second one didn't really count on a technicality because of, the style that it was scored in. It was a final-minute goal just to steal the win. But Thomas, 24 saves on 26 shots. On Friday night, he has 24 saves again on 27 shots. How good has Jimmy Thomas been?
Unbelievable. He's been good every game. One of the big backbones of our team. We're going to go a long way because of what he can provide us with that. Honestly, being able to have a guy like him back there allows us to play an aggressive style with how we like to take away time and space and force the issue and force the play. Every once in a while, you're going to have a breakdown that results in an odd man rush or a rush against or you give up an opportunity, and that's something that we understand, especially as a coaching staff. And we're able to do those types of things because in the long run, it benefits us over the course of 6 minutes, and because we have a guy like Jimmy who can bail us out with those things happen.
Yeah, he definitely can. That's the beauty of Jimmy Thomas and having a rock in net is, like you said, even when mistakes do happen, and they're inevitable, you've got a guy like him who can bail you out in those situations. An incredible player right there in net. Well, we are going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the Bobcats game last night, their first away game of the season, but we're going to take a quick break for some messages. We'll be right back. This is the Ohio Hockey Coaches Show on Power 105. The Ohio Hockey Coaches Show. I'm your host, Jared Emsch. With me still is head coach Cole Bell. We are moving forward to talk about last night's game, a rare midweek game for the Bobcats. Normally they play series on Fridays and Saturday nights, but last night on Tuesday night, traveled to Chatham, just north of Pittsburgh. A late night for you, Coach. You said that you guys got in around 2:30, so definitely a late night. Did you get any rest after that?
Very little, but hey, you know what? I'm doing hockey, so it is what it is. We love coming to the rink. We love coming to work every day here, so you won't hear me complain.
Definitely, definitely. Can't complain when you're doing what you love.
That's right.
Well, the Bobcats did come out of last night with a 4-3 win against Chatham. They are an NCAA Division III team. Coach, can you just tell our listeners a little bit about how that works, Ohio being in the ACHA, Chatham being in the NCAHA?
Yeah. You know, I think if you would have asked me about 20 years ago, I'd tell you that, you know, obviously you have your NCAA Division I, your Ohio State, your Notre Dame, Penn State, you know, all those schools at the top level in the U.S. anyway. And then you have Division III, and then underneath that would fall the ACHA. But I think over the past few years, the ACHA has done a terrific job growing their brand. Obviously, the NCAA is a little bit limited on the type of school that you can go to, just being under their rules and regulations. They're usually all small private schools. And people, I think, are starting to realize that maybe going to a small private school and spending $40,000, $50,000 a year to do so, it's not really worth it, even if there is a hockey opportunity there. When you come to a school like Ohio and go to a big state school, and honestly, one of the things that I've been most impressed with is I've always been associated with small schools. Went to a small private school. James Bell was a small private school where I spoke to previously. The amount of resources that these guys have here as students, and all the clubs and the groups, and the career fairs and the career coaches and all these types of things, that you don't get it at those small private schools. So the ACHA does a great job for a school like Ohio that maybe doesn't want an NCAA Division I program for one reason or another, but allows them to have a competitive hockey team in a competitive league and, you know, honestly, pretty comparable and pretty similar to NCAA Division III, as we saw last night.
Yeah, like you said, as we saw last night, you guys are pretty similar and came out on top, a 4-3 win. Turner got his first goal of the season, freshman defenseman. What have you seen from him so far this season? I know that he played quite a bit more in the Iowa State series and against Chatham than we've seen him a lot this season. How's he doing?
He's doing fantastic. I'll tell you what, he didn't play the first weekend or at least the first game. Us as coaching staff, we had a question about his skating, and we knew he wanted to play an up-tempo, fast game. And weren't 100% sure if he'd be able to keep up with that or not. But I'll tell you what, he's really picked it up, and he's very, very underrated for the puck on the stick. You know, he might not ever be a huge goal scorer. He's defensive, but you know, he makes great play after great play with the puck, distributing it, getting it up to the boards on their tape, letting them do their thing, great first pass down the zone, you know, able to find time and space for himself, and, you know, great job at the blue line, getting pucks deep, making sure he's not getting shots blocked, again, hitting boards on the tape, and you know, what he might lack in overall top speed and straight-ahead speed, his first few steps are actually sneaky quick. He's able to be a little bit shifty and create that time and space. And he's really taken off every game. I think he's gotten better. Finally great to see him rewarded with a goal. His face lit up. You can see it. It was in the third period there, so he's down at the far end of the ice. But even from, you know, across the ice, we could see his on the bench, you could see his face light up. And he was pretty excited about that. That's pretty cool for him.
Definitely a special moment for him, his first collegiate goal. And I was really impressed by him in the Saturday game against Iowa State. There was a moment where he accidentally turned the puck over right in front of Jimmy Thomas about 10 feet out. But I was really impressed by his recovery. He laid a hit on one of the Cyclone forwards, poke-checked the puck away from another forward, stole it, and cleared the puck. That was on a penalty kill as well, so I'm very impressed with his play, especially recently. Like you said, got the goal. Very exciting to see how he's doing. Timmy Thurneau also had a goal last night, and Drew Magyar got on the score sheet twice, both of those, I believe, in the third period.
Yeah, Drew has had one in the second as well.
Right.
Good to finally see him get on the score sheet, get a few goals under his belt. He plays on a line with Gianni and Parkins. We've talked a lot about them and their offensive output. Kind of the dark horse for their success is Magyar and what he can bring to that line, the stability that he brings to those two. Just the effort of getting pucks out of the defensive zone and retrieving pucks off the forecheck. Really underrated part of that line. did not see it show up on the score sheet as much as Gianni and Markin. And he's meant to, and what a time to come through for him.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. He's very good on that first line, sees the ice really well, and distributes the puck well to Parkins and Evangelisti, and you're right, he does get overshadowed by those guys a lot, and I think he deserves a lot more credit than we often give him.
Yeah,
he's a very solid player.
He might get overshadowed in public opinion, but,
right.
You know, here us on the team, and especially myself and coaches, we all know how important he is, and I'm glad that, you know, maybe somebody else, our fans are starting to see it a little bit as well.
Definitely. Well, OU was down in going into the third period last night. Very rare occurrence for you guys. Don't often see that. 3-1, ended up winning 4-3, rallied, scored those three goals. What can you say about your team's never-say-die attitude?
Yeah, you know what? I went back on our social media, and as you know, Jessica talks to some of the players after each period, and I think she talked to Gianni after a second. You know, he made a couple of good comments that are spot on where, you know, all three of those goals were 100% avoidable by us.
Right.
And I don't know if Chatham necessarily went out and earned them. They definitely took advantage of the opportunity, obviously. But, you know, we had a turnover, a couple guys getting caught out there on long shifts and leaving us hanging up dry in our deep zone, a penalty that probably should have been taken. You know, so all three opportunities for Chatham, and they took advantage, but nothing that they necessarily created. And for a lot of that game, we were down deep in their zone. And Gino said it best, like, all we have to do is just sharpen up those, not make those kinds of mistakes, and we're in control of this game. And we know that nothing really needs to change other than that, our game plan, our style. Everything that we're doing just remains the same, and everything's going to end up working out again. Sure enough.
Yeah, it sure did. A big win there, 4-3 against an NCAA Division III team. Congratulations on that win last night. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, look forward to this upcoming weekend. But don't go anywhere. This is the Ohio Hockey Coaches Show on Power 105. Back to the Ohio Hockey Coaches Show. And before we look forward to this weekend, I forgot to mention something that you mentioned, Coach. Jessica Butterly does an awesome job of interviewing you, your players, in between periods, before and after games. So all of you listeners, make sure to go to the Ohio Hockey Facebook page. You can watch all of her interviews there. She posts them just a couple minutes before she actually does them. So they're almost in live time. Also, while you're on Facebook, make sure to check out the Bobcat Productions Presents Ohio Hockey Facebook page. You can watch all games live there. I will be on the broadcast. I'm the play-by-play announcer. So you can hang out, spend your Friday and Saturday night with Coach and I watching the Bobcats cheer them to victory. But also, another thing that just came to my mind before we look forward to the weekend, our social media guy, speaking of social media, David Herman, he runs the Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter accounts. So also follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Ohio Bobcat Hockey, I believe. And David got quite a surprise, Coach. You want to tell us about it?
Yeah, he's been a rock long before I even got here. And it's pretty much shaped our image in the public eye single-handedly. With everything that he does, all the graphics, all the everything that you see on social media is hand created by him for us. And you know, really lucky to have a guy like that be that passionate about our program and put in that much hard work for us. You know, we want to reward him for that. So every year we give out the John McComb Scholarship in honor of the late John McComb, the first coach of Ohio hockey, the guy that started the program. And you know, David's everything that he embodied, hard work and dedication to the program. And so we pulled him in the locker room on Mondays. I think a little, like, really had no idea what was going on. Guys asked to come in. Everybody's kind of sitting around, and it was very obvious that we were sitting there waiting for him, and he knew it, but had no clue why. And Gianni and Jake Houston presented him with a scholarship, and he was through the roof. He loved every minute of it, and I'm going to put it, he keeps saying thank you. You know, he doesn't need to thank us. He did all the work, you know.
We should be thanking him.
Yeah, we're exactly. We're just 100%. Trying to do what we can to thank him, and I'm glad that that was a special moment for him.
Yeah, he does awesome work for us. So, again, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram if you don't already. You can also see the video of David receiving that scholarship on all three of those social media outlets, so make sure you do that. We're going to spend the last couple of minutes of the show tonight looking forward to this weekend. It's Dad's weekend against Michigan Dearborn. If you thought these past two weekends have been fun hockey to watch, just you wait. Michigan Dearborn, a great team. Ohio on a bit of a hot streak. You guys are doing great. And Dearborn beat Lindenwood early in the season. That is probably their most notable win. They split the series first weekend of the season, 3-1 and 2-1 loss. But not many teams beat Lindenwood, so when somebody does, they're definitely notable.
Yeah, sure. And Dearborn's had a lot of success for a lot of years, so you know, all of their guys on their team have played in big games before. They know what it's like. It's going to be Dad's weekend. It's going to be crazy in here. Ticket sales are going through the roof, which is fantastic. But I think that's something that you know, it's not really going to have too much of an effect on Dearborn. They have played big games before, so I'm really excited to just be playing a good, hot, hard, solid hockey team, and really looking forward to the opponent. And I think it's going to be a great weekend.
Big stat that jumps out to me with this series is Dearborn is just only by a fraction of a percent below 30% on the power play. You guys have been absolutely incredible on the PK this season. One of the top teams in the country in that regard. What effect is special teams going to have on this series?
Yeah, special teams are going to have an effect on every game, especially in the ACHA. Kind of known as the special teams league, at least within the league, because of how many penalties are usually called in a game and the way they're usually officiated. So, you know, we're going to have to capitalize on some power play chances. We're going to have to be sharp on a penalty kill and not allow them to get into the game or gain momentum. You know, I think a power play can be successful without scoring a goal, just by gaining momentum. And having a consistent pressure in the ozone, and that's something we're going to have to fight against. Make sure we're on top of our game for it.
Final thought on this game, Michigan Dearborn also scores a lot of their goals in the second period, especially what they don't score in the second, they normally score in the third. And we've seen the Bobcats have some issues giving up goals in the second period. You guys normally come out hot, score some in the third, or in the first rather, and then late in the game, we see a lot of Bobcat goals in the third, but the second period has been a little bit of a struggle zone this season. Coach, why do you think that is, and how can your team kind of fix that this weekend?
Well, I think we've been getting better at it every game, and that's something that, you know, we were talking earlier about being a championship-caliber team. Like I said, I don't think anybody's quite there yet. I think we're too early in the year. We all still have a lot of lessons to learn, and that's one that we're going to have to work on, and something that we've spent some time talking about. We want to make sure we put 60 minutes together here, both sides.
Yeah, definitely. A full 60 minutes of hockey is oh so important in the ACHA as it is anywhere. But make sure you are here in the Bird this weekend. It is going to be electric. Like you said, Coach, ticket sales are through the roof. So get yours quick. You can get them online at OhioBobcatHockey.com and at the ticket window at Bird on the day of the game. Doors open at 6:30. Puck drop is at 7:30 both nights. And, Coach, we've got a little surprise for the fans on Saturday night for Dad's weekend.
Yeah. Wanted to have a fun time with the guys and create some fun memories and do some fun stuff for our fans as well. So we're going to have Hawaiian night, just in time for the cold weather to roll in. On Saturday night, we have some awesome jerseys coming. That we're wearing on Saturday night, straight Hawaiian shirt style. They're actually going up for auction during the game. and fans, supporters will be able to bid on those and just be able to take home a game worn jersey. But you know, encouraging all the fans to wear Hawaiian shirts here. We're going to be handing out Lays in the first quarter. 450 fans that walk through the door. I know the ringside of concession stands going to have some specially themed menu items on Saturday, the Hawaiian style. So it'll be a fun night here at Ferg.
Yeah, it definitely will. And check out on social media those jerseys. There are pictures up there of what those look like. You can get excited. And like Coach said, those will be auctioned off during the game. So you can go home with your very own Hawaiian-themed OU hockey jersey. Game worn.
Yep.
So that's going to be a super awesome night. Make sure you're there. Well, that about does it for us tonight, Coach. So for Cole Bell, I am Jared Hemsch. We will see you next week, same time. Actually, next week is going to be early, won't it?
Yes, football.
Football
game.
We're going to have the Ohio Hockey Coaches Show at 6 o'clock rather than 7:30. OU is playing Miami in the Battle of the Bricks. That is going to be a huge game at Peden Stadium, so make sure to tune in to the show and then go over to Peden for that game. It's going to be a super fun night. So we will see you next week and this weekend for the game. This has been the Ohio Hockey Coaches Show on Power 105.